One and a second community connection this morning, just a little bit before, just ahead of the Ruin Buzz, of course, coming up later on with Coach Bart from Bartlesville High School. But you may have seen the publicity materials. You may have heard about it. You've certainly seen a Cirque show before, and they are in setup at the Bartlesville Community Center. And company manager for the latest Cirque, Ben, I don't think I learned your last name. Good morning, Ben. Nice to
Good morning.
Here.
How are you today?
It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood, that's for sure. Sunshine, typical fall weather. Not too chilly, not too warm, just kind of in that Goldilocks zone.
Yeah, it's been gorgeous this week. We're glad to be here.
Well, happy to have you here. And the latest, Cirque is such a neat concept. It dates back, I'm not sure how many years, but obviously started off, I believe, in Paris, but anyway, in France for sure. And you are kind of continuing that tradition of, excuse me, for lack of a better description, a modern-day circus. Good morning.
Exactly. The great part about it is that the producer and director, Neil Goldberg, at Cirque Dreams, he's taken that traditional European circus, European feel, but gave it a Broadway flair and Americanized it.
And of course, as company manager, you get to wear what I will describe on the air as civilian attire. You brought along a couple of cast members that are attired. And for radio, this works out where I can describe it any way I want to,
right.
And I'm not wrong. But you brought along a couple of cast members. Give me a quick overview of the show. Tell me what we'll see and when you start at, when do you open in Bartlesville?
Sure, and we open this Sunday at 7:30. Tickets are available at the box office, on the telephone, and or at the Bartlesville
Community Center box office or online, I'm sure, BartlesvilleCommunityCenter.com. Val Halligan will keep me straight if I'm wrong.
Pretty much we have over 20 professional acts in the show, over 30 performers, and over 300 costume pieces. As you can see, they are very elaborate, covered in Swarovski crystals, as Mila, our icicle, is demonstrating here.
Yes, and I turned down the air conditioner just for her, for that
right.
costume. So it's wonderful.
So she doesn't melt.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know if I turned it down that far, but we'll try to slow down the melting anyway.
Right.
But
and you're going to see everything from aerial acts, balancing acts. Santa does make an appearance along with Mrs. Claus, and each scene kind of tells the story of these ornaments that come to life from this 30-foot oversized Christmas tree. And there's original music, there's some holiday classics, there's really something for everybody. Mm-hmm. And unlike other types of Cirque shows, which may be, you know, a little dark and a little deep, this is a family show. We want to make that apparent. It's a family show. It's very affordable for everybody from ages, you know, 4 to 84. It's a great time for people to come together and kind of kick off this holiday season.
How are you finding the space that you have to work in? Is it a friendly space as far as your performers are concerned?
Oh, it's amazing. The town's been great. I was saying everything is so convenient. Even in this space, there's different types of rooms and rehearsal spaces that we can use, rehearsing, catering, because we are in there, you know, 12 to 16 hours a day, putting it together here in Bartlesville and then opening the tour here, which is great.
And I think the audience needs to understand, typically we get a show that comes in, it will move in somewhere around 6 o'clock one evening, do a show the next day, and then they're on the road again. So you're actually putting the show, rehearsing it, and we will see the initial performance this weekend.
Yes, it's very exciting. A lot of the magic has happened here on stage in Bartlesville and in the rehearsal space.
I always enjoy talking about performers, to performers rather, because I think as any show goes along, whatever type of theater you're doing, there are certain discoveries that you find that, oh, we can do it this way, or I didn't realize it was going to work so well.
Exactly.
I want to be sure and get your performers in here, but just from a show manager point of view, you know, how has the process gone for you? I know you got a great cast and crew.
It's great. It's a well-oiled machine, and then luckily we came here and we're working with a great team of, you know, local producers and presenters and technicians and even the community. We've been catering from all around town and everyone's been, you know, so great to work with.
Well, it's okay. Just real quickly, as if you're sitting in the audience, seeing the show as you've envisioned it for the first time, what is everybody going to walk out the door talking about?
Everything. It's jaw-dropping. Wow, the visual of it is so gorgeous. It's colorful, it's friendly, it's upbeat, you know, and at, you know, this time as we go into the holiday season, it's going to kickstart it for you and your family and kind of get everybody in the mood and lighten things up a little bit.
Cirque always picks a great music to accompany and I think set off whatever the performers are doing. Musical selections, what will we hear?
You're going to hear Walking in a Winter Wonderland, Oh Holy Night, you know, the traditional classics, plus some new items that have been written by Joe Winters, our musical director, and they're actually going to premiere here in Bartlesville.
Well, I almost hate to ask your performers to sit down because they're still out to get, you know, maintaining flexibility and doing a little bit of stretching. I would love to say that we're going to present a Cirque performance on the radio,
right.
but I'm not sure my play-by-play skills are up to what they're going to be doing in this space. So if you would please introduce your performers.
Sure, we have Mila and Vladimir. Mila here is our icicle contortionist. Like I said, she performs in a 6-foot martini glass for the crowd. She's very flexible, very bendy. And Vladimir here wears many hats in the circus. He does an act called Rollabola, in which he stacks cylinders on top of each other. And at his top height, at about 15 feet, he also performs in a sear wheel, which you can imagine like a big wedding band, a 6-foot wedding band that he stands in and spins around like a coin. And he also does a bell act, in which he invites special guests from the audience to participate in. I won't give away too much, but you never know, you may be chosen to become a part of the circus on Sunday night.
Wow, that is tremendous. And, you know, I think that's something that circuses always do so well.
There she goes.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, she's trying to touch the ceiling with a toe. She's not quite going to make it. She's not quite tall enough. Maybe I can get you a step stool. Anyway, let's save the Mila for the last, because she's still trying to get limbered up this morning. Jester's attire, for lack of a better term, with a top hat. Can you sit and talk to us, or can you?
Sure. Okay. Come on over, Vlad.
Okay. Vlad, thank you so much for coming in and being here this morning. Your skills are somewhat unique. I'd love to talk to you about your background. Where do you learn? Where do you pick up these skills, and why are you doing this?
Hello. I'm very happy to be here in your beautiful town. I'm from Ukraine, and I started in a circus school when I was 8 years old. My parents, they are not circus performers, so this only me, crazy in the family. Yeah, so I'm from a town on the west of Ukraine, mm-hmm. Lviv. I started there, then I went to circus school in Kyiv for 4 years. Of course, a lot of practicing, traveling, working, and here I am.
And I think that's something I have a friend who went to a magician school, so I know something of what you probably are learning. But how do they progress you through the skills that you had to learn in the circus school? That sounds like fun.
Basically, in the circus school, you have to learn almost everything, and then you just choose what you like the most. And even something what you've learned, you didn't use in the past, in the future, you might use it. So everything what you learn is very helpful in the future. Juggling, doing some acrobatics, dancing, acting, stuff like that.
You start off with a basic idea of what your particular act is going to be, and then I assume you design it all yourself. This is all your original creation.
There are some part of my talent, of course, but I work with many people who help me. Now I'm in Cirque Dreams Holidays. Director Neil Goldberg helps a lot with his ideas. So I bring my talent, and he choreograph and direct my act in the way he sees.
So again, like any show, then it's a cooperative effort. Your skills, your performance, your interpretation, guided by everybody else.
That's correct.
Well, that sounds like you have fun with it.
Very much. I like it.
And I'm sure, like any other performer, it's the applause that you get from the audience.
That's the best when you sometimes you feel tired, and it just. So much traveling and shows, but at the end of the day, when you stay on the stage and you hear people clapping and cheering for you, that's the best feeling.
What will the audience walk away talking about? Gee, I really loved what he did. What will it be?
That would be probably, I haven't seen nothing like that before.
Wonderful. I'd love to spend some time with you, but I've got a beautiful lady here that I need to speak with, too. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And our icicle, I'm sorry, I Ben, you mentioned your name here twice, but okay, Ben, you're going to have, apparently you're going to have to work with me on this, am I right?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Again, if you could tell us your background, did you start with dance, did you start with circus, did you start with acrobatics? How did you start?
She's from Siberia, Moscow.
Yep, she's also from Siberia. She also started in the circus school like many of the performers, and with her background... with the Moscow Circus, kind of brought those talents to America and to the Cirque Dreams team.
Well, it's a beautiful performance, and I wish I could describe. She is tall, slender, with a crown headpiece, a beautiful necklace of jewels, and her gown, which is let's say showing a lot of left leg. Very bejeweled all the way around, and just presents that really cool appearance.
Exactly, and as Icicle, it's a very bendy act, very feminine act. It's beautiful to watch. She has gorgeous lines. It's one of the highlights of the show also.
What will her music be?
Oh, it's you know, a little holiday, a little sultry. Imagine going to a holiday cocktail party and she's presenting in the center as the focal point.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a marvelous presentation, and I have no doubt that there will be a lot of oohs and ahs and just great applause when she's finished.
Exactly, jaw-dropping.
And she is showing off these flexibility skills here, and this is something you are going to have to see to experience. I didn't bring a camera in, but I wish I did. This would be tremendous that I could post this on the web, but this is great. You have a tremendous act that you are assembling for us. It's all going to start Sunday night.
Yes, very exciting. So come on out and catch us before we tour to over 30 cities in 6 weeks.
Wow, and I'm catching her through peripheral vision, and this is such a preview. You need a packed house. You need a full house to appreciate what these two performers.
Yes, we do, and tickets are available. So come on out and come see us.
And again, they're putting the final touches on it this week, and it will be ready for you to see the initial performance of this troupe. And again, Cirque Dreams, it's all going to be at Bartlesville. What time does everything start Sunday night?
7:30.
And again, how are, is it just one performance, or how long are you going
to
be here?
Yep, one performance, our first performance here, and then we go ahead and we take it on the road.
How long have you been in Bartlesville?
We got here on Monday, so the whole process is about 7 days.
That's a tremendous event, and I thank you so much for being here. Val Callaghan, I know you've been silent and smiling all through this, but I want to at least say tickets are still available. Do you have good seats left, Val?
We have great seats. You know, there's no bad seat at the Bartlesville Community Center.
There are not.
So we have plenty of seats still available. And I invite you to call the box office. We're open 9 to 5 today and 24/7 at www.bartlesvillecommunitycenter.com.
Okay.
And then an hour before the show on Sunday.
And again, Lauren Green was in yesterday talking about next week's symphony concert. So all kinds of entertainment for you. It's going to be a spectacular rest of the month. You need to come out to the Bartlesville Community Center. Be part of what's going on, and you will enjoy a fantastic performance from the Cirque crew. We've got more on the way with Brew and Buzz coming up in just a bit on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1.
It's now time for the Outdoor Showcase. Here's your host, Greg Merritt.
Hello again, everyone, and thanks so much for joining us today for this edition of the Outdoor Showcase. Coming up on the program today, we'll take a look at our latest fishing report. That's coming up next on the Outdoor Showcase.
Soil, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Soil Ship Enterprise to explore soil life, to boldly grow where cover crops have never grown before. Farmer's Log, soil date 31655.4. We've come across some strange but incredibly helpful life.